find new roads.
Nine yards, one play results in a hook and ladder touchdown for MLS and makes it back to a 19-point game here, 27-8 after the two-point conversion fails for MLS.
Yeah, a chance for Lakers. They respond. They get a big play from Dustin Katie. They get a touchdown to make this a two-possession game. The two-point conversion is successful, so they're right where they need to be. And then they kick it off. They kick it short, which I will not understand. If you're going to kick it short, why would you kick it short into their best player in Owen Hine as he gets him all the way to into good field position, and then a late hit away from the football gives him even better field position, and then the hook and ladder, folks, run to perfection, gets the Cardinals a touchdown on a one-play drive.
Watcher's kick from the 40-yard line of Lakers because that 15-yard penalty comes in at the 8-yard line. It's still loose.
It's muffed.
And it is muffed on the reception, and it appears to be MLS ball at the 11-yard line, and the officials confirm. So MLS brings in the kickoff, and things are just keep getting worse here for the Lakers.
Yeah, a freshman makes a freshman mistake, and we haven't said that much about Brennan Wisner all year. He's been the X factor for them all year, a guy that's picked him up during the regular season, a blessing in disguise. You know, 4 weeks into the season, this guy moves up to your team as a big-time playmaker. That kick floated up in the air, and Brennan Wisner just can't handle can't handle the kick, and it gets away from him. MLS wisely jumped.
We'll stick with you before halftime, as Dave, things are just getting worse and worse here for the Lakers. Start with penalties. Now they can't bring in a kickoff, and MLS knocking on the door again with 28 seconds before halftime. What do they need to do to stop the bleeding?
I don't think there's anybody here, Clark, that would say that MLS right now, looking at these two teams play, is the better team. I don't think anybody argue with that. But when your team has penalties and turnovers, it's very difficult to win games. Lakers has found a way to do that all year, and it's coming back to haunt them right now as a couple major penalties. Now their second turnover in the game, and just when they trying to do whatever they can to get to halftime, they muff the kickoff, 28 seconds, and this MLS offense now has very few yards to go, 11 yards to go for a touchdown. It's just things get from bad to worse.
Six penalties for 55 yards already for Lakers on the night.
Lakers must absolutely make a goal line stand here right now and get to halftime just down by 19. Get the ball in the second half, and obviously we'll touch on more on halftime into detail, but they've got to make a stop here right now. Otherwise, this game will be too far out of reach. If they can stop them here, though, you get the ball at the start of the second half, a chance to regroup, and if you go down and score and get a two-point conversion, you're only down 11 points in a game that MLS has dominated so far.
So first and 10 from the 11-yard line of Laker territory are the Cardinals trying to knock this one in just before halftime. Right to left across your radio on the far left side of your radio as the snow is starting to fall again here in Laker country. Two wide each way. Lindelof in the shotgun hands it off to number 20, Gonzalez, and he gets down to the 8-yard line, maybe the 9-yard line, where he's stopped by James Stork. And we have another timeout called by Lakers here with 20. No, that's actually called MLS. By MLS with 22 seconds left.
Sure, MLS is thinking they want to put more points up. No better opportunity. You can't take those timeouts home with you.
As they're up by 19 right now. If they scored another one, they'd be up by 26 with an extra point. Can't say enough about the penalties.
Oh, man. And you know what? You can go back to the Terrence Dube frustration, personal foul. The reason that kickoff was such a short kickoff the way it was is because of that 15-yard penalty. So back-to-back plays with personal fouls, and all of a sudden a muffed kickoff turns into a great field position for the Cardinals. And, again, this team doesn't need good field position to score. As you can see them throw it down the field. You've seen them run the ball very well. But this Laker defense is very good, and they're asked to do way more than necessary. But it's playoff time, folks. This is what happens.
Coming out of the timeout, second and 8 for the Cardinals from the 9-yard line, 8-yard line, according to the spot, a 3-yard gain, that last one. Second and 7, actually, off the right hash. trips to the right. Lindelof is in shotgun. Man in motion, Casey Williams to the left. Passing to his left. And it goes into the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown MLS into the hands of number four, Andrew Schroeder. And it makes it 33 Lakers, 8 MLS, out to a 25-point lead with 16 seconds before halftime.
Well, you could see that coming, Clark, when they lined up one-on-one on each other out there. Andrew Schroeder stands 6'5", 180 pounds. And get this, Clark, he's just a junior. He'll be back next year. But again, Brennan Wisner, nowhere near that size, and a freshman to boot. He follows Schroeder all the way in the end zone. Actually, Wisner had his back foot on the back end zone line. He was not in good coverage at all, and the throw is short. No one could get it but Schroeder. Excellent execution by the Cardinals.
And Plotcher's extra point is good and makes it 34-8 with 16 seconds left before halftime on the WLEW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
$5. What can you get for $5 anymore? Well, thanks to Thumb Cellular's new carryover data, with any phone on the 4G Everything plan, for just $5 a month, you get to carry over any of your unused data into future months. For a $10 upgrade to the Everything plan, you double your data to 10 gigs, and any unused data automatically carries over from month to month. Stop into your nearest Thumb Cellular office and check out all the new phones that have arrived just in time for Christmas, like the LG G3 with a better resolution screen than the iPhone 6 Plus, a higher resolution front and rear camera than the iPhone 6 Plus, and a faster processor and more battery life than the iPhone 6 Plus. And it's just $199. Terms of service apply. So this Christmas season, treat yourself to a new smartphone and carry over your unused data only from your local cellular provider, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Wow. 16 seconds before halftime, and MLS strikes again. It's a squib kick all the way down to the 20-yard line. And this one is picked up by Brennan Wisner. He gets out to about the 25-yard line, where Lakers will start their drive with 13 seconds before halftime. Dave, I wouldn't be surprised if they just take a kneel and try and get into the halftime with one piece.
Yeah, I don't think there's any trick play that can get you 70 yards when you need it. It's just not what they're made to do. So they may run their offense like they normally would, Clark, a Dustin Cady keeper of some kind, and see if he can't break something loose. But you're right, for the most part, this is going to be a run that runs the clock out and gets them to halftime.
They check out Ian Snyder and James Stork. And they send number 8, Brady Post, wide to the right, as well as Brandon Wischlager. And Katie in the shotgun, actually rolling to his right, has time. Nowhere is open. He has to keep for himself. He's down to the 30, to the 36-yard line, where he runs out of bounds with 5 seconds left. It is a 11-yard gain and a first down for Lakers.
Yeah, a little sign of good things to come. I actually think Coach Grybalski is going to learn something from this play right here. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go into halftime and say, you know what, we're going to air it out a little bit more. There were some open receivers there. Dustin Cady, of course, not going to force it at this time, especially with his back and with the ball being in their own side of the field. But again, there were some open receivers there, some signs of light that you may be able to pass on this MLS team, and I think that's what Lakers are going to have to do a little more of in the second half.
And they're back to pass. Dustin Cady, it's nearly picked off. Pass was intended to Brandon Wisner at the 45-yard line. And number 1, Casey Williams, nearly broke it, and he actually did break that one up. And we have reached halftime. MLS 34, Lakers 8 on the WLEW Sports Network. Your halftime show is next.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
When it comes to farm or commercial grain handling equipment, DS Services, the little company in Cass City, is a giant in the industry. They design, sell, install, and service farm and commercial grain bins and dryers, material handling equipment, special purpose elevator setups, and more. With more than 22 grain equipment brands on their supply list and close to 3 decades of experience under their belt, DS Services has the resources to handle your grain handling.